We brought you this story yesterday about a nursing home that hired male strippers to perform for the residents. And one of the residents' sons is suing the nursing home.
She's an 85-year-old mother, and there's a picture of her. She's putting dollar bills in the male stripper's G-string.
Rightfully so.
It's where she's putting them.
We disagree on whether it's appropriate or not. However,
it is appropriate.
To the legal expert, our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. She has offices statewide. If you have injury of any sort, any kind, contact her right away. Don't wait. 1-888-CONSULT or go to 1075KZL.com. Keyword, Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. We're great.
So, strippers at the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is very timely for me because I'm getting ready to host a bachelorette party tomorrow night. And I contemplated strippers, but ended up deciding against it. But
Bad choice.
Oh.
So the nursing home thing, here's the deal. I just don't see how Granny was harmed by this. In fact, it looked like she was enjoying herself quite a bit, stuffing those dollar bills into the G-string. I think the son has kind of overreacted. It certainly is not your typical nursing home entertainment. And certainly, it's probably inappropriate to bring in strippers to the nursing home.
I agree.
Oh,
inappropriate.
There it is.
That was the whole argument. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I think it's good for older people to get some.
Yeah, but inappropriate and legally actionable, I think, are two different things.
Sure.
Oh.
And so I think it's going a little bit too far to sue the nursing home over this. Because you have to show some harm. And I'm just the pictures speak for themselves. I mean, she was having a good time.
And on top of that, as far as inappropriate, my thought would be, if they decided to do this and you don't have to go to this thing and it's in a separate room, mm-hmm. you know, and it's something they want to do. I mean, if I was an old guy and I couldn't really do anything, it would be, I'd much rather do that than play bingo. I would. And it's something that that's brought to me that I couldn't get anywhere else. I'm stuck in this
but
nursing
home. But you realize how that could be offensive to some of the residents.
But you don't have to go to that room. It's just like
but,
you don't have to go to the strip club.
If you're paying a lot of money, we don't have, I mean, we're doing the legal thing today, but
well,
if you're...
No. But it's true that they have a choice. It's just like if they go to the bingo room or not, they can mm-hmm. go to this room or not. And when here's the other argument that maybe it's not inappropriate. I have a friend that is a director of a nursing home, and he said that there's this huge issue in nursing homes about allowing patients to have a life and allowing them to have a sex life
exactly.
and allowing them to make choices mm-hmm. about that. And he actually ran into a situation where he had a married couple, a man and a woman, who were put into the nursing home together, mm-hmm. but then the man started hooking up with another man.
Oh.
Yeah, and he was like, and his wife, mm. and it would be like, whoa.
Lord have mercy.
Too much delay.
And the family was all upset, wanting them to separate these guys and stuff, but what the director of the nursing home was saying was, look, these guys have choices and rights, too.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's true. You whatever you want to do, what happens in the nursing home stays in the nursing home.
And I said, look, you know, I might not agree with everything that goes on. I think if you're going to hire strippers and you want it for your private room, that's one thing. But for the company to decide, I think it's just bad business. Because if you have a group of older, more conservative religious people there, I would take them out and take my business elsewhere.
But
that's besides the point for today.
So because you made your point.
Yes,
that's my point.
We do have one more story for you, Lisa. And I'm going to let me give the details of this because these guys haven't heard it yet. But there is a 92-pound Yale history major. She got into Yale, so obviously she's a brain. She weighs 92 pounds. She went to the student health center, and one of the doctors working at the student health center said, you need to gain some weight. You're 92 pounds. She happens to be Asian. She's of smaller frame. And this health official, they decided to say, we're going to start monitoring you. You need to lose weight. So the Yale student says, I ate ice cream twice a day. I ate cookies. I started using elevators instead of walking up the stairs.
I do that every day.
But I didn't gain weight. She's trying to gain weight mm-hmm. here.
Oh, yeah.
92 pounds.
Different.
So anyway, there is, I guess now her family is really upset saying, who are you to tell our daughter, our family member, that she needs to gain weight? And so I want to know, how soon is this woman going to own like a library? She's going to have a street named after her?
Right.
Something. Can a health official at a university do that? Tell you to gain weight?
Why can't they recommend?
Absolutely.
Well, they told her to take a leave of absence.
Yes. They told her to take a leave of absence or gain weight.
Unless they saw some kind of health I would think if they saw some health problem with it. 92 pounds doesn't seem totally underweight, but
let's see what Lisa says.
No, you're gonna be very surprised by my answer to this, but this is actually a huge hot topic and trend, and it's the norm now, particularly among Ivy League colleges and major universities, even here in North Carolina, like Duke. What's happening is they're having an epidemic of usually you think about our country having an epidemic of people being overweight, but we're actually, among college kids, we're having an epidemic of issues with them being underweight and with body image issues, men and women, and undereating. And basically what is happening is, I just attended a lecture recently where an Ivy League dean of students was saying that they actually are looking at body mass index at admissions and whether you get admitted to the school or not.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, why are they doing that? Is it because they want them to be healthy, or is it an image?
They want them to be healthy, yeah. So they're looking, they're looking at your overall health and your approach to health as a barometer of whether you're fit to come to their school.
That's stupid.
If you have a problem with food, then maybe you're not the right fit for their school.
Isn't it hard enough to get into college?
I know.
Now I'm going to not get in because, let alone my grades. But no, it's opposite, Lisa. my BMI is a little high.
Yeah, well, so they'd rather. So that would work to your advantage, I think, too.
So they're not going to tell people to lose weight.
They basically just want healthy kids. And so the other thing is, once the kids are admitted, like this young lady, the student health services are really focused in on their health and unfortunately, they have to have some kind of a standard to gauge these issues, and BMI, body mass index, is actually the prevailing standard. So it's very, very common, and it's very, very much kind of the standard of care and the norm at colleges for the health centers to monitor these kids, because this girl's an exception. Most of the time when you have a 90-pound girl, she does have a problem with food, and she does have probably some kind of an eating disorder, and she probably does need some intervention. It just so happens that this young lady is an exception.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
She was 5'2", she was Asian, and she says that that's just the way the frames
really
of the
small.
Family
five,
are.
5'2" is short.
It's little,
I mean, the shorter
yeah.
you are, I mean, trust me, I was 75 pounds in high school. I was 4'11", 75 pounds.
Yeah.
I wasn't super duper duper skinny, but
you're
I was
just
thin.
Super small. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they're going to have to start looking at the overall person and your background, I think, as opposed to just reading it on your numbers on a piece of paper.
Right, exactly. And, I think they've apologized to her, because she obviously was an exception, and she's demonstrated that she didn't have any mental health issues, but she went through, some anguish over it. And, they might throw her a bone or something and settle something with her if she files some kind of action against them. But really, the way they approached her was very much the standard. And in order to be negligent, you have to go kind of outside the standard. And they were applying the normal standards to her. She just happens to be an exception.
Very interesting.
And as a private, colleges can do anything, kind of like, they can admit who they want, except, based on religion, sex. Is that true?
Right, yeah, exactly. As long as they're not discriminating based on some kind of a protected class, like race or religion, then they can admit who they want.
What about a public school, like UNC?
Pretty much they are able to set their own standards as well. And again, as long as they're not discriminating based on a protected status, then they can set the rules and they can take into account things. When schools like UNC and Duke get flooded with, I heard this week that Duke got 35,000 applications for like 1,700 spots or something.
Wow.
So, they have to make some interesting rules, because all the kids that apply aced the SAT, they all have stellar GPAs. I mean, it's not like dum-dums are applying to Duke, And so they have to come up with some interesting criteria. And one of those things is looking at the person's overall health and their approach to their body and to health as a barometer of basically their stability, their mental health, and their ability to fit in and do well on campus.
And now your BMI. Now nobody's getting in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lisa Lanier, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. If you have an injury of any kind, please contact Lisa Lanier. Lisa's very easy to get in touch with. 1-888-CONSULT. Lisa does have offices statewide. You can always go to 107.5KZL.com. Keyword Lisa. Thank you, Lisa.
Have a great day.
You too.